that past in the background potentially to be cycled. And some of you know exactly what I mean. You engaged in a sin at some point. You can actually have that sin come to mind. You can accept the temptation, move into the lust, and savor again that lustful, sinful experience by just recycling it in your mind. Certainly, that's what Jesus had in mind, in part when he said, if you look on a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery in your heart. And not just once, but every time you recycle that. So that's the past, and you need to protect it. And then there's the future. You know, your mind not only wants to sin in the past, but it wants to sin in the future too. It's really amazing. It not only wants to reach back and recycle all the garbage of the past, but it wants to invent sin for the future. Psalm 36 is so insightful. Listen to what it says. He plans wickedness in his bed. Woo. Huh. You're thinking about a person that you haven't done something with, but you're thinking about what would it be like if you did it. You're literally sinning on a future level, devising evil plans. You find that if you read through Psalms 64, Proverbs 14, let's see, Proverbs 15, Proverbs 24, there's a section in Proverbs 6, talks about devising evil plans, planning to do evil. We would call it premeditated sin, wouldn't we? So, you know, your mind is a frightening thing. So you got to grapple with the sins of the past that get recycled, and you've got all of the plans for the sins in the future that you allow yourself to indulge in. Those things, both directions, get stimulated by things you read, things you see, etc. Sometimes those thoughts aren't just about lust. Sometimes those thoughts are about anger. You're sitting on your bed figuring how you're going to get back at your teacher that gave you a C. You're sitting on your bed thinking about how you're going to get back at the guy that undercut you in a certain situation. You're thinking about how you're going to fulfill your greed or your envy by stealing something. How you're going to elevate yourself in a certain environment. It's a sin of pride, and you haven't really done it, but you're plotting it, and the plotting itself is sin. So you have to deal with sins that are directed toward the past and sins that are directed toward the future as you devise them. And then, of course, in the middle is the present sin in your mind. And this is James 1. This is the fantasy world of the mind. The Bible calls this the imagination. In Genesis 6, 5, it says that God looked down on the world, and all he ever saw was that all